The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
In South Texas, we showed the Democrat Party that they do not own our vote.
What we have put forward, the bipartisan...
Is that a $5 gallon gas for a $61,000
electric car? That is not... First, that's apples and oranges.
The U is in all caps, as if to remind the President of the United States who he is. That seems ominous to me.
It seems ominous to me, too. The chief executive needs the highest executive function of all of us, not the lowest.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There's a huge crowd gathered outside the Supreme Court. You know, it's funny. You can look at the video of the protesters, both pro-life and pro-abortion protesters, waiting for the highly anticipated Supreme Court ruling on Dobbs v. Jackson. And you can tell without the sound on who's who. The pro-abortion protesters look like, well, something the cat dragged in. I mean, all kinds of wild, unhinged, obscenity-laden signs. And the pro-life protesters are kind of clean-cut, seem to be fairly calm. I don't see any curse words on their protest signs. Or wild costumes. And anyway, we shall see if it's this hour. Keep it right here on the Mike Gallagher Show. If you're out and about, if you're in the car, if you're in the office, keep it right here, because we will let you know if this ruling comes out. If it's not today, I guess it's Monday. I mean, it's all over the map. They added a day today for additional Supreme Court rulings. Of course, the anti-gun crowd is still reeling from yesterday's Supreme Court decision overturning New York's 111-year ban on carrying concealed weapons. As Geraldo so brilliantly pointed out last night, the reason New Yorkers can't carry guns is because they have subways there. Which is ironic, considering the fact that they had a subway shooting a few months ago, and had people on that subway been able to protect and defend themselves, maybe a whole bunch of people wouldn't have gotten shot. It's kind of an amazing miracle that people weren't killed. I was reading The Federalist, Madeline Osborne, who wrote a piece about corporate media. The media machine is in full throttle, doing its part to keep the pro-abortion propaganda churning. They don't care about facts. Overturning Roe v. Wade will not make abortion illegal. That's untrue. A majority of Americans do not support abortion. It's just not true. And this is a tough moment for this country. And as we wait for this decision, possibly this hour, I truly urge you to do a couple of things. First of all, take a big deep breath. Second of all, as we wait for what would be the most significant Supreme Court decision, I think arguably in our lifetime. Is there anything more important than life? It's not too often that the Supreme Court is responsible for either the taking or the saving of millions of lives. In 1973, they made something up that was not in the Constitution. And they did. They made it up. It does look like the decision is in.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
As expected, the Supreme Court has reversed Roe versus Wade. Man, what a moment, huh? What a moment. The pro-life side has prevailed in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson. And as expected, the Supreme Court has reversed Roe v. Wade. Now, the matter of abortion is kicked back to the states, where blue states can decide whether or not to allow abortions. Red states can prohibit abortions. Immediately, a number of states are going to implement bans and prohibitions on abortions. Do you have any idea how many lives this moment will be saved? Do you have any idea what this is going to mean for future generations? It has happened. The Supreme Court has reversed Roe v. Wade. The leak of the draft, the Alito draft, did not deter the Supreme Court justices in any way. I'm going to give you the details on how many voted for and how many voted against on the Supreme Court. But hallelujah, God has smiled upon this land, and the country just has experienced an epic moment. Again, this is the most momentous Supreme Court decision that I've experienced in my lifetime. I was 13 years old when the preposterous Roe v. Wade was implemented, where an activist court, a court with ideologically different from millions of us, decided to make abortion a constitutionally protected act. It was wrong then, it's wrong now, and now it's over. Roe v. Wade has been reversed. Let's get your reaction. 1-800-655-MIKE. We'll break it down. We'll give you the specifics. We'll see how the ruling compares to the leaked draft. We'll see who voted yes and no. But whenever there is a huge event like this in American history, I don't like going to talking heads. I don't like going to politicians. I like going to you, my listener. I want to get your reaction. I don't know. I mean, I'm emotional. I'm overwhelmed. I'm grateful. And I think we ought to be somewhat respectful of those who are shattered by this decision. This also is a moment that calls for a little bit of grace and a little humility. But it always calls for your phone calls in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number is 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. A lot of tears, a lot of emotion, and a lot of rage over the Supreme Court's ruling. But again, as expected, the Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade. We're going right to your phone calls and more coming up. 800-655-MIKE is our number. 800-655-6453.
Take Mike with you wherever you go. Download the Salem News Channel app on your mobile device and watch The Mike Gallagher Show anytime. The Mike Gallagher Show in the palm of your hand. Download the Salem News Channel mobile app today.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep of our lives. He created the Giza Dream bed sheets. Trust me, they look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. He found the world's best cotton in an area called Giza. Well, his incredible deal is the sale of the year for Team Gallagher. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off these Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99, and for a limited time with any purchase, you'll get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code MikeG. It's an inspirational story of Mike's life. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Mike Gallagher Listener's Square, and use the promo code MikeG. Along with this offer, you'll get the deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the pillow that started it all. $69.98 ordinarily, just $19.98 with promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
The indication that the Supreme Court was going to overturn Roe v. Wade back in February, when there was a leak of a draft opinion, looks like the draft opinion held up. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. And there's lots of tears in America. There's jubilation. There's a lot of anger, a lot of anguish, a lot of people who have been committed to defending and protecting abortion rights. And I would urge you to have some compassion and some grace for them, because they are bewildered, they are angry, they are frustrated, they are perplexed. Because for many of them, since 1973, a lot of them weren't even alive prior to Roe v. Wade. That's all they know. That's all they know, is that abortion is somehow this magical constitutional right. It's real simple. There's nothing in the Constitution about the right to an abortion, and now the states are going to decide. And as predicted, I was right. It is apparently 5-4 because John Roberts, once again, sides with the liberals and would not have overturned Roe v. Wade. It was a 5-4 decision. In the majority ruling, Justice Alito wrote, "Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak. The decision has had damaging consequences. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. The court overrules those decisions and returns that authority to the people and their elected representatives." Praise God. Mike Suzette from Clemson. "As a mother of Clemson, South Carolina, as the mother of an adopted child, I'm thrilled at the news. Hopefully more young women will now choose adoption. I was surprised at how moved I am at the news. Now I hope and pray for peace." I feel the same way. I got emotional when I first was handed the information a few minutes ago, and I didn't expect to be that emotional. But I just didn't think this was going to happen. I did not expect it. And it is a glorious, glorious day. And look at what has happened this week. Yesterday, even in New York, the Constitution was upheld on the issue of the Second Amendment. In New York. And all the blue states now are going to have to follow suit. Oh, they're going to scream and they're going to squirm and they're going to try to flail about, and they're going to hold their stupid press conferences denouncing the Supreme Court. But you know something? This is what happens when a true constitutional president who appreciates originalism, who appreciates the sanctity of the Constitution, is elected, and even places like New York must abide by the Constitution. Shocker, huh? I remember early on with Donald Trump, I had a caller on the line who was real great caller. Hated Trump, hates Trump, I'm sure, to this day, and said to me, give me one reason why you're going to pull the lever for this real estate mogul, reality star, crude, crass-talking orange man. Give me one reason. And I said, Roe v. Wade. I can't believe that in a relatively short period of time, we have now seen this monumental decision. Because guess what? I don't like to say this very often. I'm not a braggadocious person by nature. In fact, when I hear people bragging about themselves on the radio, it makes me cringe, telling you how smart they are and how many books they've authored and how many classes they teach and how many millions of listeners they have and all. It makes me cringe. The only person that could do that with humor and joy was Rush Limbaugh. So I'm not an egocentric person. I'm really not. But you know something? When I told that caller Roe v. Wade was the most prominent and driving issue behind voting for Donald Trump, well, I was right. I was right. You were right if you voted for Donald Trump. You were right. 800-655-MIKE, portions of our show brought to you by Relief Factor. If you're suffering from back pain, leg pain, neck pain, I hope you'll give Relief Factor a try. I appreciate telling you every single day about our friends over at Relief Factor. Been with them for a long time. Long time. Great folks. 100% drug-free product that goes to work on the inflammation that causes your pain. I can speak for myself. I suffered from lower back pain for years, thought I had to live with it, and then I heard about Relief Factor. I thought I'd give it a try. In about 2.5 weeks, my lower back pain was eradicated. If I forget to take it, my lower back pain comes creeping back. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for the one and only Relief Factor. It's a great, great product. The three-week quick start, $19.95. You try it. If it doesn't work after 3 weeks, you let them know you're only out $19.95. But think about what living pain-free could do for you. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Let me read some of the text messages on the MyPillow text line. Sorry, Mike, I will not give grace or compassion to people who stood by and cheered on the murdering of innocent babies. I will give them the same compassion and grace they gave those millions of babies. I understand that. Remember something. People who call themselves pro-choice, many of them have never participated in an abortion. Many of them have not actively engaged in an abortion. They just believe that it is a woman's constitutional right. They are wrong. They are wrong. Roe v. Wade was terrible law. It was concocted. It was wrong. But I truly believe that this is a day where you should have a little bit of grace and a little bit of empathy to people who lost this battle. They lost. And not everybody who calls themselves pro-choice salivates at the prospect of murdering unborn babies. You know, I know the activists take up a lot of space, but let's just take a big breath and let's have some calm and let's pray for peace in this country. Prayer works. I don't think we knew to pray for peace after George Floyd, and we saw horrific things happening in the country as a result. Let's pray that doesn't happen again, that this James Revenge group promising a night of rage tonight, let's hope that it is minimized, that the violence and the damage and the vandalism is minimal, and let's pray for those on the pro-life side to keep them safe from harm. Let's listen to Jonathan Turley moments ago on Fox News talking about increasing security and what happens now that the Supreme Court has reversed Roe v. Wade.
Well, when people are calling for a day of rage, you know reason is will be a stranger. And that's what we're already seeing. Good people feel very passionately, but there's some that can take that to violent ends. So I expect they're going to be ramping up security. In terms of federal law, now that the opinion's out, it's actually more difficult to use the law because the law was designed to allow the arrest of people who are trying to influence a pending proceeding or matter with the court. This is no longer pending. So, if anything, it's going to be less likely to arrest just for the act of protest. But I think that now law enforcement is going to really be acutely aware that there are people who are likely to lose reason, lose restraint, and could well become violent. And so I expect that they will ramp up that security.
Let's go right to your phone calls all over the country. We'll get your reaction. That's what we do when there are epic events. This is maybe one of the most significant Supreme Court decisions of our lifetime. Roe v. Wade is overturned. It is no longer the law of the land. However, now the states decide. As Justice Alito said, the people get to decide state by state. Dave is in Treasure Island, Florida, here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How you doing, Dave?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to touch base with you on actually both of the Supreme Court decisions.
Sure.
Both of them affect me personally, actually. As a police officer from New York and now in Florida, I was very pleased with the decision yesterday because people do, in fact, have that constitutional right and shall not be infringed means what it says.
That's right. Literally.
The second part is the decision today. As an adoptee, I'm glad that Roe was not the law of the land when I was born because I probably wouldn't be here. And I am extremely happy to see them throw it back to the people in the states where it should have been all along.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your input. Miller is in Guthrie, Oklahoma. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Hello, Miller.
Hey, man, it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Praise God.
Yeah, that's right. Well, any day the liberals are screaming mad, I'm happy. So.
All right, I appreciate it. One open line. This is a lot more significant than just owning the libs, but I can appreciate how you feel. In fact, I might just have to peek into The View today. Whoopi Goldberg is going to collapse. Whoopi Goldberg is going to slump over. Those poor ladies on The View are going to need medical attention. They are going to be so fired up. 800-655-6453, Raymond in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Raymond.
Hello, Mike. You guys got it all wrong.
Uh-oh.
You had the left on the ropes, and you gave them an issue that they could rally around, and you watch what happens in November. Big, big mistake.
You know, it's interesting that some people are going to try to think about this in terms of a political context rather than in terms of millions of lives being saved. And a terrible.
Well, how else would you think about it?
Well,
how would you like to have 60 million more unwanted people running around this country? Unwanted being the key word.
Now you've shared how you really feel. That's why you're upset. That's why you're so emotional, because you're pro-abortion. Got it.
No, I'm not.
Well, you just said it.
Yeah, okay.
How would you like to have 60 million more people running around? What does that mean, Raymond?
Unwanted people.
That's right, because that's the talking point that you pro-abortion people love. If you're not wanted, a woman should be able to destroy the baby in the womb because the baby's not one. Nice try, Raymond. I know you're having a hard day, and I'm going to try to exercise that compassion and grace that I'm urging everybody to have. I'm sorry that this has happened to you. I am grateful that the Supreme Court got it right. Two for two this week. Big week. 1-800-655-MIKE. More coming up. Again, breaking news, the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. As always, we go right to your phone calls to get your reaction. Even if you disagree, that's okay. Again, I'm sorry if you're as upset as Raymond is. But you know what? I think it was Obama who said it best. One of the few things I agreed with, the elections have consequences.
The Mike Gallagher Show is now on TV. Watch the show every weekday on SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. Everything you love about the radio show, now on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced, unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number. Or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Is a special edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. The Supreme Court has issued its landmark decision on the issue of life.
I think a lot of the pro-life groups, they've been fighting for this, and now this victory that many of them didn't think was going to be possible.
As the nation braces for the aftermath of this decision, what happens next?
Law enforcement is going to really be acutely aware that there are people who could well become violent.
And now, from the ReliefFactor.com studio, here's Mike Gallagher.
It's a day that many of us thought would never come, and had the nation's trajectory changed in any way, shape, or form, if the November 2016 election had gone for Hillary Clinton, we would not be seeing this day. All over the country, people who celebrate and cherish life are celebrating the overturning of Roe v. Wade. In a landmark opinion, the Supreme Court has, as expected, overturned Roe v. Wade, effectively correcting and righting a wrong. The Supreme Court ending the federal protection of abortion and giving individual states the power to allow, limit, or ban the practice altogether. Many states will ban it. Many states will defend it and support it. But for those of us who have spent years and years advocating for life, advocating for the unborn, this is a glorious, glorious day. Welcome in to the Mike Gallagher Show. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. I think we've broken our MyPillow text line. Can you look at that, Eric? Because I don't think it's working. I think so many people have tried to send in celebratory, rejoicing text messages that it ain't working, because this thing normally scrolls like a little pinball machine. John Roberts has once again betrayed conservatism. The Chief Justice would have taken a more measured course with this case rather than overturn Roe v. Wade altogether. Roberts said he would have continued to recognize the right to get an abortion and that the right should extend far enough to ensure a reasonable opportunity to choose, but need not extend any further. So on the issue of overturning Roe v. Wade, John Roberts was a no. Dobbs v. Jackson, which centered, of course, on the Mississippi law that banned abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. You know, it just dawned on me, this weird decision that Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger's committee made to hold off and to suspend the January 6th Select Committee hearings until, I think, mid-July. This is why they did it. This is exact. You understand the purpose of the one-sided, biased star chamber witch hunt called the January 6th Select Committee, where they've got people breaking down doors in the middle of the night. Do you hear what they did to the guy in the Trump administration this week, making him stand out in the middle of the street with his pajamas at 5 in the morning, terrifying his family, stealing, taking his, confiscating his electronic devices? They didn't want Americans watching this January 6th committee proceeding and recognizing that because of President Trump being in office, we have the horrific Roe v. Wade overturned. And he did that. And so even Liz Cheney, who is now shamelessly begging Democrats to register as Republicans in Wyoming because she knows the handwriting is on the wall, even Liz Cheney saw that people, you know, Joe and Mary Beercan, as I often call them, Joe and Mary Beercan sitting around saying, well, Gladys, I mean, this January 6th was bad, but they're focused on that, and Trump's court overturned Roe v. Wade? You know, even Adam Kinzinger and Adam Schiff couldn't abide by that. Even Jamie Raskin couldn't tolerate that. So they're holding off. You know why? They've got new evidence. There's new evidence that has just come rushing in. Yeah, right. Like they didn't have months and months to prepare for the January 6th Select Committee. It's a joke. And I truly do feel sorry for some people, even people I know, who think, this is it. We got him now. The walls are closing in. Democracy was almost completely lost. Well, Donald Trump rescued democracy by saving lives, by confirming conservative justices to the United States Supreme Court. I wonder how you never Trumpers are feeling right now. If you call yourself a conservative, if you're a registered Republican, if you're a right-of-center American, how are you feeling today about the 4 years of Donald Trump now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade? We might pop in and listen to the poor ladies of The View because they got to be apoplectic. I know Nancy Pelosi was as well. Moments ago, Pelosi held her, and by the way, she's very Catholic. Remember when somebody asked her about the contradictory pro-abortion position she has with the pro-life Catholic Church? She said, well, I'm very Catholic. Let's listen together to the very Catholic Nancy Pelosi reacting to this huge news that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade in this landmark opinion.
On the Hill, this just some 45 minutes into that ruling.
A nationwide abortion ban. They cannot be allowed to have a majority in the Congress to do that. But that's their goal. And if you read, and again, we're all studying all this, but if you read what is in the very clear, one of the justices had his own statement. It's about contraception, in vitro fertilization, family planning. That is all what will spring from their decision that they made today. It's such a contradiction. Yesterday, they say the states cannot make laws governing the constitutional right to bear arms. And today, they're saying the exact reverse, that the states can overturn a constitutional right for 50 years, a constitutional right for a woman having the right to choose.
It's going to happen. This is the kind of propaganda that Americans are going to be given. Clearly, the United States Constitution does not guarantee the right to an abortion. And clearly, the United States Constitution guarantees the right to keep and bear arms. But you're going to hear that kind of garbage right now, beginning right now, that Nancy Pelosi and those like her will pretend that somehow the founding fathers wrote a constitutional protection for the right to an abortion. It isn't even a serious argument. All right, I'm very emotional. I when it was announced, I surprised at my emotional response, probably you too, because it's great news. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453, our toll-free number. Press 1 to come on air with us. Press 2 to leave a voicemail. A lot of other shows like to have the same old talking heads. In my case, the only talking head that matters is the voice of the American people. This is why we open our phone lines at a time like this to get your reaction to this epic announcement. Tracy here scrambling around, making sure computers are working. There goes the MyPillow text line. Here's the latest one. Mike, I love your show, love you, but those people on The View are not ladies. Well, we'll see. We'll see what the people of The View. David Plouffe, longtime Democrat operative, said, just tweeted out, tyranny of the minority. Very depressing. Nope. Try again. It's a glorious day. It should be a prayerful day. Let's thank God in heaven above that the Supreme Court got this right. Your voice, your reaction, your perspective at 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Coming up.
If you like listening to Mike on the radio, you'll love watching Mike on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com and watch The Mike Gallagher Show every day. That's SalemNewsChannel.com. Is a special edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. The Supreme Court decides in favor of life.
Roe was never really law in the first place. Roe was always politics, and it's become a political cause. Indeed, the people who try to argue the pro-Roe side of these cases basically argued stare decisis, the principle that we're supposed to uphold precedent, because they couldn't make a straight-faced defense of Roe as constitutional law.
And now, here's Mike in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
God is good, and this was a big day. Big day. The Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, the leaked document, didn't have its intended effect. The justices were not, although, you know, hey, John Roberts, here we go again with Justice, Chief Justice Roberts. He would not have overturned Roe v. Wade. He agreed with the viability angle that the Mississippi law banning abortion over 15 weeks was correct, but he would not have overturned Roe v. Wade. So on the issue of Roe v. Wade, the vote was 5-4. On the Mississippi abortion ban, it was 6-3. Never, don't count on John Roberts. Don't believe that we have a reliably constitution or a conservative majority of 6-3. It's 5-4 because John Roberts is definitely the wild card. 25 minutes before the hour, I want to, before we go back to your phone calls, and I do want your calls. I mean, I think I'm seeing video on my monitors of AOC shrieking into a bullhorn outside the Supreme Court. I believe that's correct. She's in a pink suit, and she is shrieking. She is livid. Even ABC apparently didn't want to let The View go on. Apparently they went wall-to-wall with Supreme Court Roe v. Wade overturned decision coverage rather than subject their viewers to Whoopi. Well, Whoopi couldn't go on. Joy Behar could not come out of the makeup room. She could not come on. They just couldn't be, they could not bear to face their audience. So outside the Supreme Court evidently is, yes, that is Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is bellowing into a bull. Should we listen to that? Should we subject people to that? We'll see. Hillary has weighed in. She tweeted moments ago, "Most Americans believe the decision to have a child is one of the most sacred decisions there is." Because nothing screams sacred like taking those forceps and crushing the head of that 8-month unborn baby, right? Because Hillary is opposed to even limiting or prohibiting or restricting late-term abortion. But she calls this sacred, and that such decisions should remain between patients and their doctors. Well, they still do. Abortion isn't banned. What a shocker that Hillary's lying by suggesting that abortion is now unavailable in America. I can guarantee you abortion will be available in New York. I can guarantee you abortion will be available in California. I guarantee you it'll be available in New Jersey, Rhode Island, a lot of liberal states. Because as Justice Alito ruled, and he was very specific about this, in the way it was phrased, this is a decision that should be given to the people. Justice Alito wrote, "Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak. The decision has had damaging consequences. And far from bringing about a national settlement of the abortion issue, Roe and Casey have inflamed debate and deepened division. The Constitution," Justice Alito wrote for the majority, "does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. The court overrules those decisions and returns that authority to the people and their elected representatives." So when you hear all the hysterics, when you listen to the propaganda from the left that abortion has just been outlawed, understand that is a damnable lie. It is a bald-faced, unequivocal lie. 22 minutes before the hour, I want to thank you for accepting my invitation the past few weeks to go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Breaking the Cycle of Crime banner, learn about the nonprofit Prison Fellowship Academy. Together, we've met some of the most wonderful, inspiring men and women whose gospel transformation through the Prison Fellowship Academy has literally changed their lives. Yesterday, we were honored to hear from James Ackerman, the president and CEO of Prison Fellowship. Maybe the best way for you to understand how Prison Fellowship Academy has changed the lives of men and women in prison is to listen to the actual words of a Prison Fellowship Academy graduate.
"So I thank God that has taken this no good, lying, cheating, drug dealing, killer, pistol packing, what society threw away and said was a criminal. Jesus has wiped me clean and said, look at what God can do. And I expect that you see the sincerity out of my heart. And I love y'all, and God bless y'all."
God has his hand in the Prison Fellowship Ministry, and thank you for blessing this great organization with your support. Go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Prison Fellowship banner, the Breaking the Cycle of Crime banner at the top of the page. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. A lot of text messages pouring in on this historic day. Big decision. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. Here's one. "Hey, Mike, I don't know how they will do it, but they will. They will find some way to make this about race. It's how they roll." Well, as we know, abortion disproportionately affects the black community. So I'm happy to make it about race. Thank God for the black lives that will be saved by this decision. Bill in Arlington, Texas. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for asking. Hey, sure. Listen, earlier you said something to the effect of the left will scream that this is the end of democracy. Well, Justice Alito's decision is a great example of how democracy works.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But what wasn't was the night that we went to bed because voting had stopped and President Trump was firmly ahead.
Yep. Well, a lot of people are going to continue to say that, Bill. And I listen, that's how I felt. I mean, that's why so many people doubt the integrity of the election. You're right. That's why. And guess what? Hillary doesn't get to question the outcome of the 2016 election. And we're not allowed. She can do that, but we can't. I hear you loud and clear. Here's Andy McCarthy. Let's dive into Andy McCarthy, the legal analyst, former federal prosecutor on Fox News Channel, giving his analysis on this epic decision with the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
Roe was never really law in the first place. Roe was always politics, and it's become a political cause. Indeed, the people who try to argue the pro-Roe side of these cases basically argued stare decisis, the principle that we're supposed to uphold precedent, because they couldn't make a straight-faced defense of Roe as constitutional law. So the fact that President Obama comes out with a statement that's 180 degrees different from people who are sort of rooted in constitutional law, you notice he's not making a constitutional claim here. Nope. You know, he's got some airy thing about freedom, but he's not going to explain it because nobody can explain it. Nobody who's had the opportunity to stand up in front of a court and try to defend it has tried to make that argument. On Mississippi, I think that it's a monumental historic moment. So obviously the people who are attached to the case obviously need to get kudos for their performance here. But, you know, I think one interesting thing here, just reading through the Chief Justice's opinion, you know, I find this very ironic. I've always thought that he wanted to keep the court out of the hot button cases, and he generally speaking does. But what his opinion basically says is he thinks the majority goes too far. They reached out and basically decided this thing once and for all, where he says he wouldn't have gone any further than just upholding the Mississippi law. And I just, you know, looking at that, that would have just brought a continuing stream of abortion cases to the court where, you know, they'd be in a position of saying, okay, this one's okay. Just like Casey, you know, this is an undue burden. This is not an undue burden. But we would have all this ratcheted up emotion and controversy because there would just be case after case coming to the court. Whereas I think what the majority did here is simply decide correctly that this was never something the court was supposed to be in the first place.
Right.
And every second that it was in it, it was defeating democracy, which is where this is supposed to get resolved.
Roe was never really law in the first place, he said. It was always politics, and it became a political cause. I can always count on my buddy Tom Tradup, who monitors the other side, for their unhinged reactions. Here's his. I've got a lot of text messages too. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who's a great pro-life advocate and a great guy, dear friend. I'm hearing from him. Mark Davis, my buddy in Dallas. I'm hearing from a lot. Joey Hudson. Hearing from a lot of. This is a big day. This is a huge day. This is in many ways the most significant Supreme Court ruling we've witnessed in our lifetime. Tom said, at least they're staying calm and rational over on MSNBC. Ohio's Democrat Senate candidate Tim Ryan said, this is outrageous. The Supreme Court just put Madison Cawthorn in your bedroom. They just put Matt Gaetz in your bedroom to control your reproductive rights. At least they're staying calm over on MSNBC. We found the clip of Nancy Pelosi's earrings popping off. This is a good day for you to watch the show on the Salem News Channel. So I'm going to give you about 60 seconds because you're going to want to see this because I just saw a preview of it, and it is classic Pelosi. Again, at least her dentures didn't fall out, but her earrings did. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to go to the Salem News Channel app. If you're near a computer or you're on your smartphone, you can go to MikeOnline.com, click Watch Mike on TV, or go to – you ought to download the Salem News Channel app because we've got great programming 24/7, and you can watch the show as you listen to us. And incidentally, next week when I'm in Germany on vacation, I'm going to be broadcasting. You're going to see some Bavarian Alps, baby. Get ready because I'm going to be sending you videos and doing some hits from Munich. We're going to go to the Passion. I'm going to get emotional thinking about experiencing the Passion Play, watching this beautiful production of the death and resurrection of our Savior. I'm in such a prayerful, grateful mood right now, and I'm going with some dear friends next week to Germany, a bucket list trip to see the Passion Play in the tiny village of Oberammergau. And I'm hearing from a lot of listeners, incidentally, who have already been. You're sending me pictures and tips, and we're getting great restaurants. We're going to take a Bavarian tour of a lot of the villages. We're going to go see all kinds of sites. We're going to see the castle, the big castle that Cinderella Castle is modeled after. So be sure to watch on the Salem News Channel next week. Carl Jackson will be in our ReliefFactor.com studios, and I'll be doing some reporting, some broadcasting from Germany, the Bavarian Alps, Munich, and Oberammergau. I want to share that with you. I hope you don't mind, but I want to take you with me on this vacation that we're so excited about. Even the weather forecast that there's going to be some rain in the Munich area and Oberammergau doesn't. Even though the Passion Play, I'm told, is in this amphitheater, it's covered and it's protected from the elements, so we'll still be able to see it. And I'm pretty excited because we're in the front row. Gallagher knows how to get some good seats for shows. All right, speaking of a show, pull up a chair, watch the Salem News Channel app or Mike online, because here is Speaker Pelosi reacting to the news that the Supreme Court has indeed overturned Roe v. Wade. Evidently, I'm told, not one, but both of her earrings pop off because she got so worked up.
Spring from their decision that they made today.
There goes the one from the right.
Such a contradiction. Yesterday, they say the states cannot make laws governing the constitutional right
the left
to bear
one.
Arms.
Yep, they both went
and
off.
Today,
oh, no, they're just rattled.
They're saying the exact reverse, that the states can overturn a constitutional right for 50 years, a constitutional right for a woman having the right to choose.
Okay, so she doesn't, so the left one doesn't fall off. She takes it off because she probably recognized, oops, my right earring popped off because I'm so worked up, but so I'm going to look silly with just one earring, big gold, you know, earring in my left ear. So she tries to diplomatically just take that one out of her ear. I have to tell you, anytime Nancy Pelosi gets so worked up that she's got earrings popping off her head, that's a good day for our side. 800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. The Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. The announcement coming right in the middle of the Mike Gallagher Show. Let's do a round robin. I want to get a bunch of voices from all over America. We're going to put you on quickly. Let's do kind of what the late Alan Colmes used to call radio graffiti. You get to say, get it out. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what you're feeling. Because we're never going to forget where we were when we heard the news that this unconstitutional, unlawful, ungodly Roe v. Wade has been overturned. Today's the day. Give me your reaction right now. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453.
The Mike Gallagher Show is on Rumble.com. You'll find the show highlights, interviews. Plus, you can watch the entire show live every weekday. Just go to Rumble.com and type The Mike Gallagher Show in the search bar.
It is Klaus Meiner and Matthias Jabs on Das Scorpions, Mike. The Scorpions. We're getting you ready. Getting you ready for some German music today, Monday and Tuesday.
Because off you go. Deutschland, I'm trying to figure out, what's the German national anthem?
That is,
Deutschland?
Deutschland über alles, or was that like Hitler stuff? Because obviously being...
Oh, no. I'm going to get in trouble.
No, being really proud of Germany... Now is cool because Germany's awesome. That's fantastic. Circa 1936, not so much.
Maybe not.
You know, because you know, this is not your grandfather's Germany, but I don't
remember. Remember Madison Cawthorn got in trouble because he went and visited the Eagle's Nest, which is one of our options next week.
Well,
and that's all I need is to take a selfie.
He got in trouble? I mean, listen.
Oh, yeah. He loves Hitler. He loves Hitler.
He does not love Hitler.
No, I know. I'm saying that's what the lunatics on the left tried to say about
him. Okay, gotcha.
They mocked him because he went to and saw the Eagle's Nest, which I would love to see. Peg Hudson doesn't like heights, so that could be problematic because it's way up in the Alps, I guess, in the mountains. And a beautiful, but, you know, it was where it was his lair, you know, and Madison Cawthorn took a selfie, and it was even a respect when he was a candidate.
A respectful selfie?
Well, it was respectful because he said it's important to know the history of our world and the evil. I mean, he said the right things, but he went. And so to his haters, it was awful that he went to the Eagle's Nest. He loves Hitler. He's pro Hitler.
No. Okay. All right. Here, real quick. Here you go. Here, Das Deutschlandlied. Yeah, Deutschland über alles. There you go. God,
this is it.
Yeah, that's a good anthem.
This makes me nervous. That's Nazism.
No,
that's Nazism.
I know. I it makes me want
to. Don't pull the rug. You're going to get me in so much trouble, Mark.
It makes
Mark,
me want
stop
to
it.
Goose step. I mean, it just does.
I know. Not good.
Ay.
Listen, I played Max Bialystock in a production of The Producers in South Carolina, yep. And you remember.
Well,
springtime for Hitler and Germany.
I know. It's
I mean,
Mel Brooks.
It was the most awkward, funny, satirical, but there were no sacred cows in that production. I thought they're going to shut us down. This is Greenville, South Carolina. This is not going to go well. And it was a big hit. It was a hard part. That's a hard role. All right. Well, here we go. What do you think? Give me. I've got your Newsweek column in front of me.
Yep.
Perfect. I'm going to use it today on the show at 10:05, coast to coast. I want everybody to hear Mark Davis's wisdom over John Cornyn marching us right off the cliff on gun rights. Although they're saying that the smart kids are now saying that the Supreme Court decision, thank God, yesterday, really overshadows and takes all the oomph out of what they're trying to do with this red flag garbage.
What does that mean?
In other words, it means that if you're keeping score on the sides of those of us who happen to like the Constitution, the Second Amendment, it's so devastating what the Supreme Court did. They're saying, this is in the Washington Post, the New York Times, everywhere else, that the victory from what Cornyn and the bipartisan gun control measures are doing, it falls way short now, and all the oxygen was sucked out of it. And the Supreme Court ruling is going to it's a setback. In other words, gun control advocates see yesterday as a setback, not as an advancement.
Well, that's okay. I get
it. You don't buy it?
No, not really. For the following reason, it's not like what you're saying is wrong because it's not. But I'm not trying in terms of keeping score, like a legal pad with a ledger of here's something that's good for the Constitution, here's something that's bad. I want it all to be good. I don't mean to be greedy, but I believe the Constitution should be obeyed all the time.
Correct.
If your point is that the Supreme Court ruling is far more good news than this potential gun bill is bad news, that's probably true. It's a full throated support of the Second Amendment, saying that the Bill of Rights really means what it says, and that is a glorious, wonderful thing. And I hope it portends well for the Dobbs decision in Roe v. Wade.
Me too. I mean, where it really strikes hard for the left and the hardcore anti-constitutionalists is that this is not just going to be about New York, because now all the blue states that have these unconstitutional restrictions are going to have to play ball. And so it's all the blue states. So California's next. Illinois is next. Incidentally, hey, Lori Lightfoot, you're going to condemn the Supreme Court ruling yesterday in with your city and the cesspool? Hey, lady, you might want to sit this one out.
Would you like? This will take about 30 seconds. I think Lori Lightfoot's in here, and Kathy Hochul of New York and Eric Adams. Would you like just a real fast montage of how leftists' heads exploded when the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Second Amendment?
Today, the Supreme Court is sending us backwards in our efforts to protect families and prevent gun violence. Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
And I'm sorry this dark day has come.
Dark
this
day.
Decision shocking. Has made
here you go. Eric Adams, Mayor of New York.
Every single one of us less safe from gun violence.
Really?
And we cannot allow New York to become the wild, wild west
Ding, ding, ding. Wild West. That's what always happens. Conceal carry, Wild West. Constitutional carry, it's going to be the Wild West. Piles of dead bodies in the street. Here's Lori Lightfoot. Kamala first.
Many of us are deeply concerned and troubled by the Supreme Court's ruling today. It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution.
The fact that the court is coming down with this decision feels tone deaf. And I worry that it undermines the legitimacy of the court.
Tone deaf. So here was...
Irony is lost on that one.
It is. You got that right. And this is the funny thing. It is the height of constitutional illiteracy to believe that events or headlines or trends change the rule of law. There was that... Former Republican, his Anna Navarro was on like The View or something saying, I can't believe that the Supreme Court was the notion of tone deafness or they're blind to what's going on with gun violence. It's not their job to pick up the paper and decide how to rule. It's not their job to look at society and learn how to rule. It's their job to look at the Constitution and rule from that.
Geraldo last night argued. They were comparing New York and Florida. Geraldo's—he's got the vapors. He's breathing in a brown paper sack. And it hit me last night. And I've spent a lot of years in New York, so I know New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. New Yorkers simply don't get this. It's ingrained in them. Because don't forget, this ban on carrying a concealed weapon in New York is 111 years old.
Yep.
You haven't been able to do it for 111 years, and that's just been shredded by the Supreme Court.
Yep.
They don't get it. They grow up not understanding guns. They hate guns. Here's Geraldo's big argument. Well, the difference between New York and Florida is that Florida doesn't have subways.
What?
That's their big thing is that they're panicked that everybody on the subway is going to have a gun. Well, guess what, dummy? Hey, dummy, if somebody had a gun on that subway when that monster a few months ago started shooting everybody out,
yes,
they would have stopped it. I mean, but they don't understand it. There's a fundamental disconnect. And I'm telling you, Mark, it's geographic. It's Northeast. It's New York, New Jersey. They have this fear and this lack of understanding, as you put it, this illiteracy over the right to keep and bear arms.
I mean, go with what you know. I mean, I can't. These are folks who have been gun hostile and
stupid.
But here's the thing for Geraldo and Anna Navarro and everybody else. Of course, there are differences in attitude, differences in landscape, differences in ideology, differences in lifestyle. But you know what New York and Florida have in common? The same Constitution.
The Constitution. We both have the same Constitution. All right, let's pivot for just a moment because there's a story that to me really did knock my socks off.
Yeah.
You saw the note card that a photographer took. Of Biden holding the note card. Mark, this is unbelievable. I mean, in fact, as a lot of commentators pointed out, you don't want to believe that's real.
Do you want to? Do you have it in front of you?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Of course I do.
It's Joe Biden holding a card at a meeting about the federal state offshore wind implementation partnership. There's a joke there somewhere, but it's basically. And go ahead and take it. What Joe is holding a card.
I mean, you almost can't believe these Biden notes are real for this White House event. He held a note card. Here were the bullet points. You, with all caps, enter the Roosevelt Room and say hello to participants.
Yeah.
You take your, all in caps, your seat.
Yeah.
Press enters. You give brief comments. You, all caps, thank participants. You depart. It did everything like Hannity pointed out last night. It did everything but say you take a breath in and a breath out.
I know. You put your left foot in front of your right. You
Mark,
put your butt in the seat.
He doesn't know where he is.
Here's me being me. You ready? Of course, this looks like total senility, and it may
you
well,
think?
And it may well be.
It is.
Take
your seat.
I know. Every
Mark, if I've ever got to give you a note to say, Mark, you take your seat when you sit here and do the Mark and Mike experience.
Come get me. I know.
They're going to have to put you in a home.
But
they're going to have to put you in an institution.
In some other form, let's take a president that's under 112 years old. Anyone, Republican or Democrat, before an event, I guarantee you there's some point at which somebody says, okay, Mr. President, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go in, you're going to sit down, you're going to give brief comments, you're going to thank the president of this group or that group. Then when it's over, you will thank participants, then you get up, you shake hands, you get out. It's always this orchestrated. And they always have a little, always this orchestrated. What it may not be is the orchestration may not be laid out on a little handy index card right in front of the president's
I've been in this business 40-plus years. I've done hundreds, if not thousands, of events. I've been given instructions. I've been given note cards. Ain't nobody telling me, you say hello, everyone. You sit down. You stand up and walk out. I'm telling you, 25th Amendment, anyone, this is insane.
Stop talking. Stop talking about 25th
Amendment. I know. Because then we got Kamala.
Yeah,
All right. All right. Now, final note here. Yes. How about, I watch the highlights reel from yesterday's low light, January 6th Select Committee hearing.
Yes.
I've got a never Trumper in my ear, a friend of mine who hates Trump, and of course, to them, it's so loud. I feel so sorry for them.
Yep.
The walls are closing.
We got him now.
We finally got him. Yep. This is the one we almost lost democracy, and of course, the narrative is pretty clear. I mean, it's emerging pretty simple. Even Axios points out Trump is convinced that the election was corrupt, and he wanted his administration and officials and that in community to find it.
To go
That's
after it
what,
as
to confirm
as
it.
He would. Exactly right. Uh-huh.
Right. So their takeaway is democracy was in peril because the coup wasn't. It was him. I mean, to this day, anybody hear him lately? Hey. He still says it was fixed. It was corrupt. It was wrong. Here's what poor Liz Cheney has been reduced to doing. Have you seen this?
Begging Democrats to cross over?
Her last desperate ploy to try to save her seat, she's begging Democrats. She's sending emails to Wyoming Democrats.
And they'll do it. I don't know if it spells victory.
There ain't
for
enough.
Her. I hope not, but some.
It's not enough.
Liz Cheney is between Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Adam Kinzinger. These are Democrats' favorite Republicans, and I bet some of them would love to have her.
But let's talk about the virtuous Liz Cheney. In February, she was asked by the New York Times if she would do this.
No.
Quote, that is not something that I have contemplated, that I have organized, or that I will organize. So you're a liar.
Yep.
You're an absolute liar. You're desperate. You're pathetic. They're all pathetic. They're dragging this thing out past July 4th because they've got such new evidence. They got this girl, this young woman, who's claiming that she knows members of Congress that were asking for a pardon. Listen, they got an easy answer for that. They were so worried about the weaponized Justice Department that they were all going to get indicted.
I would have asked for one. I mean, I would have gone full Louis Gohmert and Mo Brooks on that because look what's happening to people who dare to be on the wrong side of this as seen by the establishment. They're coming after you with a full force of the government.
Mark, they broke in and ransacked the home of this assistant attorney general who was the centerpiece of yesterday's hearing. Nobody's paying attention to this. The media is not covering this very much.
Nope.
They made him go out in his pajamas in the middle of the street to embarrass him at 5 in the morning at the Justice Department. This is Merrick Garland's Justice Department. And they're not covering this like that. At least they covered the Roger Stone raid.
That's right.
This guy who was talked about, this Clark fellow, he was some Justice Department figure that Trump was looking at. Maybe you could do it. Maybe blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Well, and guess what? Here's the moral of the story. None of it happened.
No.
Trump backed off.
Exactly.
Trump said, okay, thank you, advisors, for telling me I shouldn't do it, so I'm not going to go down this path. He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. So, I have to get greedy for the weekend. Can I do two things, 30 seconds each? Promise
sure.
30 seconds each?
You got
do
it.
Do you want Alexa talking to you in the voice of your departed relatives? Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this.
There's AI technology where you can let Alexa hear just like old video or old phone messages from your departed granddad, and it can adopt, and it can say, I got to tell you, if Alexa ever talks to me, I'm going to drop kick that thing into the street.
Ugh. That's Ouija board stuff. That is devil stuff.
If there's any genre of entertainment I've been out on for a couple of decades, it's reality shows. I don't care. It's boring people doing boring things. However, I may have found one. And it's Netflix, of all people, where they take a bunch of entitled Generation Z softies who do nothing right. but whine all day, and they drop them in the middle of the woods with marine drill instructors to teach them how tough life can be. It's called Snowflake Mountain. I'm in.
Not a play. Well, here's my pop culture weekend. Here's what I got planned. My big weekend is I get ready to pack for Germany next week. And by the way, what a nightmare. If the decision comes down today, I'm good. If it comes down next week, I'm in big trouble. I'm going to have to broadcast from Germany.
Sitting there in Lederhosen doing calls about state-by-state abortion laws.
We'll do our best. But Sunday, I got tickets to see the big Elvis movie. Have you heard about the Elvis movie?
I've seen the and listen, how many have there been? How many more do we need? But I got to tell you, this one with Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker, right?
Exactly, and some kid playing Elvis who Priscilla
is apparently
Presley,
remarkable. Mm-hmm.
She said Priscilla went and saw it, Elvis's widow, and said it is out of the park. The guy is brilliant who plays my husband. It's a brilliant movie.
Can't wait.
This thing got a 10-minute standing ovation at one of those film festivals, Sundance or wherever, earlier in the year.
Please tell us about it on Monday, because I spent a lot of time in Memphis, and I'm steeped in some of that history, and I know a lot of those characters.
Me too.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait. Right. Happy weekend, my friend.
Weekend.
All right, hang in there.
I will. Mike Gallagher with you today at 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.